experience. I don't think you'll find a similar model, a similar commission anywhere else in the world. Certainly it's not widespread. We've been up and running for 5 years, which might not seem a long time, but we come hard in the heels of the military dictatorship. So we have gained a lot of experience very quickly. As I say, it's a unique experience in terms of transitional justice. Now, all of this requires political will and determination if we're to discharge our mandate properly. Absent that political determination and will, things will fall short. We also need, as a key partner, civil society. We need them to be active and to support us. And it's also important that the Equity and Reconciliation Commission has a high-level and balanced membership. Now, you asked a lot of questions about the approach followed by the Equity and Reconciliation Commission and the results that we have seen. I don't have enough time to be able to go into depth to respond to all of those questions, certainly not to give sufficient detail as I would have wished. But I will do my best. You asked questions about disappearances of Sahrawi people in Western Sahara. So if I can begin there by saying that the King of Morocco has made it clear that we no longer live in a bipolar world and we need to change mindset. And he's key in this drive for reform and a new outlook. And for that reason, we set up in 1990 the Advisory Committee on Human Rights. And that body predates the Paris Principles that were not adopted until 1993. In 1991, the year after that body was set up, it launched a unique initiative, to wit, that all secret detention centers under the dictatorship were to be closed. And 511 previously reported disappeared persons were liberated thanks to that action, and so they could be located. They also took steps to safeguard the memory of the past and of what occurred in history. These 511 liberated persons serve as the living memory of a clandestine system that was not properly documented on paper. It also is an opportunity for us to understand the fate of other disappeared persons who they were familiar with. There were 32 victims in the X Center, and some of them are still disappeared. We still don't know their fate or whereabouts. 16 are still disappeared. In Dagonita, 2 persons were reported as disappeared. When we held the first meeting about searching for the graves of persons reported disappeared, we brought together all the staff working for the organization and gave them 2 weeks dedicated solely to finding and identifying those graves. And within those 2 weeks, they were able to find 7 such graves or tombs. And that, after that, things have changed, and it became the responsibility of the Equity and Reconciliation Commission to spearhead the search for victims with the support of the authorities taking over from the Advisory Committee on Human Rights. The Moroccan authorities have been strong supporters of our body, and we have managed to find 55 different tombs and graves as a result of our ramped up search activities supported by the authorities as the Equity and Reconciliation Commission, including tombs and graves in Casablanca and other large cities.
As for flagrant violations of human rights, we have intervened in the southern provinces, attaching a great deal of importance to the southern provinces given the numbers of victims in these provinces. We've carried out many visits in Dakhlayoun and elsewhere in the southern provinces. We also have conducted a visit organized together with the chair in other regions of the Sahrawi area. We're talking about 1,500 kilometers. We were able to save 5,000 people from becoming to Casablanca. The IR was reached out to these people. We actually went along with photocopiers, office equipment to these places so that we could collect all the necessary data regarding these 5,000 people. That was done also in the Rif region and in other areas of the country. The first hearings that we've had were in Ayoun, Dala, and Samara. We were able to interview the victims of violations in these areas. These victims were able to speak quite directly and frankly of what had happened to them.
Therefore, maybe I leave the rest till later. We will have 25 minutes after listening to the rapporteurs. We now have 5 minutes. We'll try to distribute them amongst